Here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, things are just getting underway. The board has met, and one of the people in that meeting is, or was, Beth Berge, who is here to talk with me. And Beth, you work for a Broadhead and Company. Let's just, first of all, because there might be one person left out there that doesn't know, what do you do for the company?
I'm the vice president of the agency, and I'm active in really our production agricultural accounts. And we are an agency of about 30 folks who spend our time in rural and lifestyle accounts.
Well, the company has grown significantly, and kudos to you and to Dean Broadhead as well, because I remember when there weren't 30 employees. I don't envy you that either, by the way, but it is what it is. So business is good. Well, let's turning to NAMA, I know that the board meeting today, nothing maybe super major was decided, but it looks like a new effort to kind of outreach and engage with members. How is the organization going to look to do that?
Well, I think one of the big initiatives that we have going forward for 2010 is really to resurvey our members. And we've done that a lot in the past, but what we want to focus on this year is how do we get more closely engaged and relate our content and our programming to those members? What kind of organizations are they involved in besides NAMA? How do they want to be communicated with? You know, is Facebook, Twitter, email? What ways can we evolve as an organization to continue to provide really relevant programming?
So when you look ahead, was there, how would you describe from your perspective, or maybe as you heard the board talking, how things are going with the organization and what the future looks like?
Well, I think it's really encouraging for the organization. We have a really core, strong base of membership, and I think as we look to grow into 2010 and beyond, you know, the ag world continues to grow and expand, and it's beyond traditional production ag, and it's all these peripheral industries, food and equipment and food safety and tracking that are all really relevant in today's agricultural environment. So how do we reach those potential members and be relevant to them?
Well, I guess we're going to find out how NAMA is going to do that here in the next year, and I'll look forward to helping whatever way I can. And if we can get some information to help get that message out there, we'll be glad to do that through the AgWire community. I want to thank you, Beth. Looking forward to a great Trends in Agriculture conference here, which is really officially not quite started yet, but we'll get there. And thank you for taking a moment to volunteer to be my first working interview on this new recorder, since the interview I did before didn't come out so well. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.